Drama lovers, you are listening to Destined to Be in Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And today we are talking about the Korean drama, A Kidnapping Day.
What lengths would you go to save your child? What crime are you willing to commit for the betterment of their health? Kim Young-jun was a poor man with a warm heart. And when his ex-wife showed up with the opportunity for him to make money to pay for their sick daughter's operation, he took up her offer to kidnap an 11-year-old Cho Ro-hee with rich parents. But is it really kidnapping when Ro-hee steps out in front of his car and faints and only to wake up without her memory? Yes. Yes, it is. But yet the CCTV footage truly baffles the cops, who can't make heads or tails of the situation or who he is. To Ro-hee, he says, "I'm your dad." But Ro-hee takes one look at her surroundings and feels she would never live in a place like this. But is it really kidnapping when Ro-hee is willingly avoiding the cops, escaping the hospital hand in hand with Myung-jun? Yes. Yes, it is. But the CCTV footage is really confusing the cops that are now investigating not only a kidnapping, but a double murder. But is it really kidnapping when Ro-hee knows Myung-jun is not her father? He has confessed to the full plot of kidnapping and she is really a genius? Was she really kidnapped or is she just a young girl trying to unravel the truth behind her parents' death?
Wow.
But yeah, this whole show, that's the whole thing. It's just like, is this really kidnapping? Yeah. The cops is going,
that's
is
what they were kidnapped? Saying. That's what they were saying all the time. But hands down, to me, it was kidnapping. But it was just like kidnapping slash parenting slash let me just watch your child for you.
I never seen.
It was the friendliest, nicest kidnapper you could ever meet.
I've never seen a kidnapping turn to where the kidnappee became in charge of the kidnapper.
Yeah.
It was.
She was ruling the roost.
She was ruling it.
And that scene that you mentioned where she, you know, wakes up, she's at his house, he's brought her home. She's like, so this is my room? She's like, I don't think I would ever live here.
That was a bad
thing. This doesn't feel right.
Can't remember anything. She's like, you're my dad? I eat this? Doesn't seem right.
That doesn't seem right. I don't feel like I would wear these
clothes.
Yeah. This doesn't feel right.
So what did you think of this drama?
I love this drama. I think it was you who told me to watch it, was it?
Yes, because I found it. I just happened to find it. And I was like, this is actually really good. And then I discovered it was on Prime. So that's why I was like, you got to watch it. It's on Prime. Because before when I watched it, it was...
Not on Prime.
I wasn't watching it on Prime.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what Prime was doing. I didn't know the universe of K-dramas had expanded to Prime that
Thank
way.
Thank gosh. It's expanded on... It's on almost every type of...
Every type of streaming platform streaming out there, platform, there is a Korean drama dramas, available.
Which is amazing.
Thankfully. There's so many Korean dramas. I cannot even keep up with all of them. I can't watch as many as I have in the past. There's some I've started and I haven't been able to finish it. I'm just overwhelmed and it's a good position to be in.
I noticed that there's a lot more K-dramas and I haven't been watching as much. Not because I'm overwhelmed, just because I now give it the, you got to get me at 5-10 minutes. And if you're not getting me, I'm moving on.
But luckily, I'm watching it a little longer because you're missing some good ones.
I am.
Back.
Well, if you tell me to go back to it, I go back to it. But typically, I give it the 5-10 minutes. And if I don't want to continue watching, I just don't.
Yeah, just there's some I haven't fully tried that actually... have been really good.
Yeah.
But also I think I've noticed this also depends on the mood I'm in. Like sometimes the ones I'm really drawn to are the ones that are kind of darker, But sometimes I'm just like, I don't want to watch one of these ones. I do want to watch this, but not right now.
I like the way that you said that so friendly. The ones that are just like, you know, a little bit kind of darker. You said it so light.
Well, yes. The many of the ones we're watching, there's murdering.
Yeah.
There's crime.
No, but way that you said that. Like it was a, you know, it's a little bit darker. Just like a walk in the park.
Just a little darker.
You can always tell Arisha's show for sure.
I have a range. Like light ones, but
you do.
Again, it depends on the moment.
You do. This is true. This is true.
And the whole like, you get me with certain things. If there's good action scenes, you got me.
Yeah.
Right. If it's comedy, you got me.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you have those aspects, I can last a lot longer than usual, I find. But yeah, like you, I also enjoyed this drama.
I didn't enjoy this drama. I loved it.
It was so good. It was funny.
It was hilarious. I wasn't expecting it in such a circumstance that it could. That girl was hilarious.
Oh, she.
The kidnappy.
There's one thing that we love. Yeah. It's a great child actor.
Yeah.
And this one had it. It really helped. For sure. But this one was a really, really good drama. So let's find out what other people thought about this drama.
All right. Well, I have a comment here from somebody called AI Man. And his comment was a masterpiece.
I love that.
For sure.
That's it?
That's it. I liked it.
Okay, so I have a comment from a Granite. I rewatched The Kidnapping Day many, many times because of Yuna. That child actress is amazing.
So good.
I really, really love her and her acting in this drama. Overall, this is the best Korean drama for the year, no doubt.
Wow. I have a comment here from somebody by the name of Suar. I really loved it so much. One of my best dramas. I really couldn't skip any scene as I do with other dramas. It's really underrated, and I love the actors.
So I also have I have another one from Un Modiste Admirer. I'm trying to sound French.
Okay.
Because it's how it's written. Un Modiste Admirer. I'm bad at accents, but that was not bad.
That was bad.
What are you talking about? I was better than Sebastian the Crab.
Sebastian was better than that, what you just did.
What? Yeah. That was amazing.
Do it again. Do it again. Let me judge again.
I stopped French in grade 9. The Kidnapping Day is the best drama of 2023. And even 2022. Or 2022 to 2023 among what they've seen. Because of my busy schedule, I only watch about 20 minutes of it per day before going to sleep. But these 20 minutes are just pure pleasure. Like taking a relaxing shower.
Wow.
Also, watching at such a slow pace, I get to appreciate even more how much is packed into every second of every minute. Not only dull moments, not only filler scenes in this drama, exquisitely scripted and filmed, and the world-class performance of Yoon Kae-sang and Yuna inevitably becoming father and daughter, sometimes with words, other times with gestures, can only be compared to the performance of Jean Reno and Natalie Portman in The Professional.
Really?
Or Jean Reno and Ryoki Hirosu in the lesser known Wasabi. If you wish that Luc Besson would make a great movie like this again, don't hesitate to watch The Kidnapping Day.
Oh, that's a very nice synopsis.
Yes. The comparison to The Professional, I get it. I get what he's talking about. Yeah. What the person's talking about. I don't know why I assumed it was
a man.
It was a man. But I get what that person is talking about. Yeah. When he compared it to The Professional, it does have that child-adult rapport that they had in that.
Yeah.
And again, Professional has some great fight scenes in that one. But yeah, I totally get what they meant.
I have a comment here by somebody that goes by Nuna. This is currently the best K-drama that's airing. Plot, cast, direction, and acting is superb. Must watch. Can't wait for more.
Okay, and then my last comment I have, this is from A Chung. I really love this series and I enjoyed watching. I love how Yuna acts here. Can't wait for more projects of her soon. I recommend this show to those who like suspense and crime plots of movies and series. Also, this is the first K-drama that I enjoyed and finished due to its great plot and its actors since Law School and The Glory. Law wow. School! The Glory, yes. Law School,
but I enjoyed The Glory.
I've watched Law School, but it's not The Glory.
Okay.
This would be one of my favorites along with The Glory, Law School, and Dong Yi. If there will be a season two, which involves the present actors and actresses in this season, I will definitely wait and watch it.
Ah. I have one final comment, and mine is from Kim Schultz. I have been a Yoon K Sang fan. Wow. I have been a Yoon K Sang big fan since he starred in Beyond the Clouds. I'm so happy to see his new work as a bumbling, loving kidnapper dad. Wishing big success for this strange, dark comedy thriller.
Yeah, so again, those people loved it. We loved it. But did you know? So I looked at some interesting facts. That okay. This was based on a novel.
I didn't know that.
It's called, it was published in 2019. It's called Yeongwayu Nal by Jung Hae-yoon. I might be saying the title wrong, but this is basically, I believe that must just be Kidnapping Day in okay. Korean. But yeah, it's based on a novel. And that the series is directed by Park Yoon-young, who took part in the Netflix series A Modern Family, which we've talked about.
I really enjoyed that one.
And then Love Alarm 2. And is actually scripted by filmmaker Kim Ji-young, who directed the film Cheese in the Trap. We love the I love the show Cheese
I don't think
Trap.
I saw the film.
Oh, you never seen the film?
I saw the show.
We watched
the
show,
film.
But you haven't seen the film.
No. After the show, I didn't need to see the film anymore.
I think I watched them both to compare.
Oh, which show's one better. Was better?
Show's better.
Okay.
But it starred the same. The actor reprised his role. The lead actor reprised his role for the movie.
Okay.
But the show was better. But yeah, any other fact that you find out?
Yes. I found out some facts about Yoon Kae-sang, who played the kidnapper dad, Kim Young-jung. And he is the youngest of two siblings. And an interesting fact that I didn't know about him is that he was a part of a K-pop group called
G.O.D.
Yes. Yeah. Didn't know that. And he recalls a story where, I don't know if we've talked about this before. Anyways, he recalls a story where one of his fans, or maybe an anti-fan, sent him a drink that was poisoned and his mother drank it.
What?
And had to have her stomach pumped.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think... He was in Chocolate, so we talked about him. But I don't remember us talking about a poisoning.
Yeah. His mom got poisoned.
Oh, my gosh.
She drank the drink a fan sent
That's
him.
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
That's very crazy.
Yeah. A supposed fan. That's what they
said. Ain't a fan when you're poisoning him.
I guess
him.
He was an anti-fan. It was an anti-fan.
No, man. That's an attempted murderer. That's what they call that in legal terms.
Was it a murder? Was it an attempted murder? Or was
yes,
it, just a,
it was. It's poison.
Somebody who couldn't cook in this drink. I don't know.
You think... Wait.
I'm just joking. They said... I'm joking. I'm okay. joking.
Because, like, were the ingredients actual poison or was it, like, a bad combination?
It just says that he received a poison drink from a supposed fan and his mom drank it and had to get her started.
Oh, my gosh. I'm happy that she's okay.
Yeah. So that was an interesting fact about him. And then he and his friends opened up a cereal cafe.
Yeah, apparently it was a one-off and then it became a franchise, right?
Yeah, but it's no longer
Yeah, they closed
it
down.
They closed it down, but I just thought that that was unusual.
What I
for us who eat cereal every day, I guess it wouldn't be a big novelty.
To what?
To have a cereal cafe, like to eat cereal.
But it was a cereal cafe? I thought it was just called like a midnight cafe. Was it just about cereal?
It was cereal, like cornflakes and...
It was just cereal that they served?
Cereal, yeah, cereal.
Really?
Cereal cafe bar.
Oh, I just knew it was cafe. I didn't know what it... I didn't know it was about. It's just like, cereal.
Like...
We're sure about this?
Cereal.
Wow, okay.
Like Rice Krispies and...
Hey,
Frosted Flakes.
Listen, I eat cereal pretty often. That makes sense to me. That tracks.
So, I don't know. I thought that was very interesting. And another
apparently
thing...
Apparently, it became popular because a lot of K-pop stars went there.
Yes. Yes. And another interesting fact I found out was that he suffered from a brain aneurysm.
Mm-hmm. I heard that in like 2019.
Yeah. Like that. So that's what I found out about him.
That is fascinating. What I found out about him was actually for this role of Kidnapping Day, he increased his weight to, I think, 78 kilograms. And this is like his first project that he didn't have to go on the diet, but increase his weight.
Oh, wow.
Because he wanted to have like more of a, he felt.
A dad shape?
I think because he's supposed to be like an ex-judo.
Okay.
Star,
so he needs to be bigger.
He felt that he should be a little bit bigger for his role. But yeah, okay. He's like, he really enjoyed that his diet was more food as opposed to less.
Yeah.
I looked up Yuna, who is our young star, Cho Rohi. But Yuna, she started acting when she was 5.
Wow.
Like, what was I doing at 5? I was probably crying for my mom and eating cereal and watching TV. You know? But she took a lot of like guest roles or minor roles. And some shows that I've watched, I don't think you've watched, in a movie. So Juror 8, have you seen that movie?
Yes.
Oh, so she's in that.
I don't remember her.
I can't pick her out either. It was a long time ago I watched it. And also Hellbound. I don't remember her in Hellbound.
I didn't see Hellbound.
That one was interesting.
Sounds scary. That's probably why.
It, you know what it was? It, how do I describe it? Ended up happening is, I don't think you knew. I can't remember how you were able, how they picked these out, but randomly what ended up happening, if it was like your time to go, 3 weird creatures would appear.
That's enough.
Okay. And basically just...
Say it's time to go.
Pound you. Yeah. And it was like aggressive. They came out looking like apes. Like, and they only came after if you were the one bound. And I can't remember how it was this. I watched it so long ago and I kind of skipped it because, again, I was like, this is kind of creepy.
Yeah, spooky.
But yeah, it was very spooky. But that's when she got kind of like international recognition. And then she also got recognition for playing. So this is, again, we talk about shows on all channels. This was an Apple TV show she was in where she played the childhood, the young version of Sung Ja from Pak Chinook, which is based off of another book.
That was the name of the show?
Yeah.
Pak Chinook?
I don't think I'm saying that right.
Okay.
Pachinko. That's okay. What it was called. I had to sound it out a few times. Pachinko, that's what it was called. But yeah, she played her role, and her role was praised as a delightful performance. She's only 10 years old during that filming. And she was like immersed in the character by understanding what the Koreans had experienced during the Japanese colonization.
Yeah.
And then what happened is actually she won that role, I believe, or was it? I can't remember if it was a role for this one for Pachinook or Pachinko. If she was for Pachinko or if it was a Kidnapping Day, but she won the role after overcoming a competition. A rate of 500-1 and surviving 5 rounds of auditions. And then she was praised for her delicate acting skills that is unusual for a child actress of her age and for her ability to maintain a good chemistry with the lead actor. Actually, it was for this one. Okay, so it was for this role. So for kidnapping day, she won it out of 1 out of 500.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So
she did a great job.
She did a really great job. And then she
got chosen.
She won awards. So she's nominated for the Baksang Art Award for her role in Kidnapping Day as best new actress. And she actually already won Best Child Actress Award for Kidnapping Day at the APAN Star Award.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
She did a great job.
She did a really great job.
I would actually go and see what else she's done and watch that.
Yeah, so her next role, I believe she's going to be in a play.
Ah, no subtitles in the play, though. Lost.
No, we won't. it might as well be miming for us. We'll pick up one or two words.
That would be me, like, making up the whole synopsis.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what you'll have to do. It to us, it would be like ballet.
Yeah.
That's the best way of describing it.
Yeah.
They'll be talking, but we're like, they might as well just dance through this whole thing. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And then randomly, I don't even know if they'll have this, if they start saying, oh, Ken Chena, I know. Oh, she's asking, she's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, I got two words. I got two words out of this. Yeah. I think she's asking, she's okay. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
But I would love to see her in a production. She's a great actress. So
wonderful.
I enjoyed her.
Well, do you have any more interesting facts about her?
No, that's kind of all I got.
Okay.
It's only been 7 years since she started acting, so.
Right?
I think she must be 13 by now, but like, or 8. Or, I
mean, that's crazy, right?
But yeah.
I have some information, some interesting facts about Park Sung-hoon, who played the detective.
Oh, okay.
And
yes.
I was surprised that I actually recognized his face.
Oh, where did you recognize him from?
Hold on. He was in The Glory.
What else?
Something I'm watching now.
What else?
That's it I got for now. That's all I got.
You can't. Oh, you love this drama. You can't remember him.
Oh, he played the Psychopath Diaries.
Yes.
Psychopath Diaries guy. Yeah. He always plays somebody crazy. I like him as a crazy person.
One of my favorite. What is, you know, the joke is I just blanked on what the show is called, but it's a show that was so quirky. You always is like, Risa, why do you like this? But I find that he's really good. Like, I've seen him play. He's played great. He's very versatile where I see him and I'm like, I don't know what role he's really going to play.
Yeah.
Because I've seen him play like a really good person. Then I've seen him play very devious person.
Yeah.
He's really good at that one.
Right.
And then I've seen him do like this. A comedic role, kind of, where he played the straight man in the comedic duo. I didn't enjoy it. It was I don't know what the show is called.
Listen.
No, My Way or... Oh, what is that show I love is called?
I have no idea.
And the girl, she's running for, as a counselor.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Something about In the Ring or something like
yes!
that.
Yes! Into the Ring.
Into the Ring. Oh,
thank you.
I never finished watching.
I can literally just see her in red leaning over on the on the white background. Into the Ring. I love Into the Ring. And he did such a great job in that one, too.
I don't remember.
But yeah, that one's funny.
I didn't finish that one.
Even I love the filming style of that one. But yeah, I do enjoy him. So I will, when he's in the show, I usually will watch it.
Yeah. I was pleasantly surprised that he wasn't super evil in this one. So that was a different...
Well, yeah. But I've seen him in, again, he's not one of those actors where I see on screen and I go, it hasn't happened yet, but you must be an evil person. It just hasn't been revealed.
I often
like,
get
I
him confused with the guy from Cheese in the Trap.
The lead?
Yeah.
Oh, I can genuinely see how I can still tell them apart, but I can see how you would think that.
Yeah,
he's very tall too.
The only thing that separates them is their lips.
Is it their lips?
It's that thing. I don't know what it's called.
But you know what? What's true about that
filtrum.
Too?
Filtrum. They're filtrums. That's how I did. Just that's how.
Okay.
That's how I differentiate.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But they do have a similar vibe because I've seen the lead, the guy from Cheese in the Trap. He's played like. Very like in Cheese in the Trap, he was a psycho, right? Yeah. You know, sociopath. I mean,
yeah.
So he can play that role, but I've also seen him play. Remember Man to Man? Where you had to play a detective?
Yeah.
Or no, a spy or something.
Yeah.
Like a 007 type of level agent.
Yeah.
But
you know what game we should bring back?
Should we bring?
Or, I don't know if it needs to be brought
was
back.
Was it a game? Sometimes you call things game and I don't find them as games. Which one is this?
Where people who I think are the same person put their faces together and see why I think they are.
We've never played that game.
Okay, that should be a new game.
It should be a game to figure out. Are we trying to work through your
my problems.
Face blindness?
Yes, my problems. My problems.
I just don't think you're paying attention to people's faces. I think that's what it is.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna do a side by side of their faces and see why do I think they are the same. It's interesting to see why.
You know what you should do?
Yeah.
Association. Know how you see people on the street and you go, this person looks like this animal. You should do that where it will help you. Decipher? Would that help you?
I don't know if it would help me. I only call people animals when they remind me of an animal. I don't say, you remind me. Unless I see the animal in them. That's the only time I say.
Okay.
Anyways, right. I'm getting off topic. So let me. But I
just want to point out that you've done that multiple times. Like more often than I would think.
What, to call people animals?
To say that they remind you of some type of animal.
A lot of people are animal-like, I would say. No, not
well,
a lot.
Well, we're all mammals.
3 out of 10 people might remind me of an animal. Maybe 2 out of 10.
I think that's a lot. Out of 10?
2 out of 10, maybe.
Two out of 10.
Yeah, okay. Remind me of an animal.
I think 1 out of 10 is also still a lot of people.
Really?
A lot of people. You've met a lot of people in your life.
Some people just look like animals. You know, cute ways.
And how they carry themselves?
So if someone moves
really slow, would you say that
talk,
you remind me of a
sometimes
sloth?
Sometimes their features or just their the shape of their body or how they act, you know. So they look like a certain type of animal.
Okay.
Something, you know.
Okay, you know, I thought that would help you recognize people if you do that type of association.
I don't know. I'll try some kind of association, but I only call people animals if they actually look, I see an animal in them. Okay. Like, oh my God, you look like a beaver. Holy, that person.
I'll watch your show. You know how I watch, again, panel shows. But
yeah.
This one, why would I lie to you? And one person's question or statement was that immediately when I look at someone, I pick out an animal and they forever, every time I see them, I see the animal.
Wow.
And then she had to go through the whole studio and say what everyone animals kind of look like. And can I tell you, it was pretty accurate where she's like, puppy. She's like, She's like, kangaroo. And she said, rooster, a cat, camel. And she goes, I'm a camel. Uh-huh. And it ended up being a lie. But the fact that she was able to pick that up so quickly.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe it'll be helpful. And she was able to remember it after she said it.
I'll try it. I'll give it a try. See if it works. So back to Park Sung-hoon, I found out that he is actually from a very rich family, and his father owns a prestigious law firm, and most of his family members were educated at prestigious schools, including law and medical schools.
Wow.
Yeah. And the reason why he majored in acting in film is because when he was contemplating his career path, he thought that performing felt very fun to him, and he just continued doing it and then decided, I think that's what I want to try, which was very different from what everybody else was doing.
Well, can I say, though, that when he was in The Glory, he did that rich role very well. Like,
maybe, you know, now that I think about it.
He was, like, really comfortable in the role. It could be good acting, but also his living experience,
yeah.
You know? But he felt comfortable.
Yeah.
In that role. I also find it fascinating that I personally don't remember if I've ever seen him act as a lawyer or a doctor. And you said that's usually what runs in his family?
Yeah, his father owns a prestigious law firm. And so there's a lot of lawyers and doctors in his family.
I feel that he should be a shoo-in for a lawyer show. He should
Right?
Try
Maybe
it.
He thinks that's too easy. Maybe he thinks that's not really acting.
I think the glory was pretty easy, but you come from a family.
Yeah.
That, you felt comfortable in that role.
Yeah. But he didn't really enjoy, like, studying and anything like that. He wasn't really interested in it. But he went to foreign language high schools. So I guess he learned English and was, you know.
And Marcy, now that you really are bringing this up, in a lot of his roles, he has played a rich person.
You know, I can count two.
Three.
Yeah.
Is rich three? Person. Am I right about that? Three?
You were right.
I'm now forgetting
the third
one.
He was a psychopath, he was rich.
Yes. Glory, rich.
Glory, he was rich.
Oh, and the one we're currently
the
watching.
The one we're currently watching. Rich.
Well, he didn't come from, he didn't always have money, but he has money now.
Yeah.
I was like, am I wrong? Yeah, he's, and in those roles, I'm not going to lie, those are some of my favorite roles. Actually, everything I've seen him in, I've liked. I've even watched him, he's played a cop twice in the shows I've watched. One where he was like a plain clothes cop in the kidnapping day, and then another one he was like a, what are they called? Not a plain clothes cop. Plain clothes cop. Regular
a cop
No, but isn't there a term?
A cop?
No, besides that, a office. No,
copper?
I don't know. I thought
police
there's always...
officer. Beat cop
is it a beat cop? A station cop?
That a beat cop is one who walks the beat.
Yeah, but is it also like a station cop? Right,
a station cop is different from a beat cop. A beat cop walks the street.
Okay, maybe he's a beat cop, but no, but that's like a slang term. Isn't there an official term? Like
plain
clothes officer is a term.
Plain clothes officer is
okay.
Like
maybe it's only plain clothes officer and this officer.
Yeah,
but yeah, he wears his like in the one drama, like the one we're watching, he's plain clothes, and then in the other drama I saw he was in uniform. I feel like there's a term, I just don't know it, and I. And the fact that you just go, an officer?
I know. I don't know what else to
I
say.
Officer. I thought there was like a special name for it.
I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say about that.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, I found that interesting that he comes from money and then chose not to do those, what everybody else is doing.
Well, you know, we've watched many dramas where the... From a, like, affluent family, there's this one person who's like, I want to be a carpenter. Or I want to be... We've seen dramas like that where it's yeah. like, what? No.
That's not what we do in this
everything?
Family.
We want you to be a lawyer or a doctor. Like, come on.
Yeah.
That's not what we do in this family. Like, don't switch it out. Then we just recently watched one where he was a plastic surgeon, but his family, his... Mom and his dad both worked in as heart doctors. So what do they call that?
Heart surgeons? Cardiologist.
Cardiologist. Thank mm-hmm. you. But then he was like kind of shunned because he chose plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And he's still a doctor.
Yeah.
And they were still upset about that.
Yeah.
I wonder if his family was upset he didn't become a lawyer or a doctor.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
Interesting.
Probably, I don't know what's wrong with him. He wants to do this thing. We're just allowing him.
But wait, if he's the youngest, then it doesn't matter.
But then he said he didn't really have an aptitude. He didn't enjoy studying. So
okay, then maybe
to be a lawyer and stuff, you have to do a lot of studying.
Oh my gosh, I get it.
And medical school, a lot of studying. So if he wasn't liking studying, then...
Yeah, I remember I wanted to be a doctor at one point in my life. And then I go, you know what? I actually don't like school. I just did it. I just try to get out, you know, she didn't get out, but I try to complete it just so I can just be done with it.
Yeah.
But I didn't like school. But maybe I didn't learn stuff that was fun. That's why.
Perhaps.
That's probably what it was. But yeah.
Perhaps.
But I do love math, but like
that's
science,
weird.
The labs, I did not enjoy.
That's weird.
But that is very fast. I did not know that.
Yeah.
You found a really great article to tell you all that. That is a really fun fact.
Yeah. So apparently, like, after he graduated, he worked at a theater company for about 8 or 9 months. But then he just thought it was weird and vague. So he didn't enjoy it so much. And then he he had met some seniors and stuff, and they were talking about how acting was kind of like a drug for them, and performing was like a drug, and it just made them feel really good.
But he worked in theater for 8 months but didn't enjoy it?
He didn't enjoy it.
So he doesn't like stage
acting? Well, he enjoyed the stage work, but he just found it kind of frustrating and vague.
So he specifically only likes TV and movie acting?
I think he likes it more. Like he said, it says, and while he enjoyed the stage work, he found it frustrating and vague. That's very poignant.
You did theater work. Is it vague?
I really enjoyed it, but it is pretty monotonous. Mm-hmm. Because once you learn the script, you're doing it over and over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. So.
And you have to do that over and over and over and over and over again for what, at least 6 months? How long is like a contract usually?
Depends on how long the show runs, but sometimes for like 3 months at least. Sometimes longer.
3 months doing the same thing.
Sometimes over a year. And over sometimes and some over people again. Like who are in certain shows like Cats, and you're there for 10 years and you're doing the same role every
10 years.
Eight shows a week for 10 years.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I couldn't do that either.
I mean.
I get it. Right? Right? You do a show. Like,
you're getting paid.
You're going to be for a while. You're going to be doing it for a while, but you're not doing like. You're doing different scenes.
Yeah.
You get through each scene and you don't have to go and redo that again.
And the thing about doing a television show, you're always going to have new lines. Once you do a play, those are the lines. That's it. So I wouldn't say vague. It's monotonous.
It depends on how the director feels or the writer feels. Is do they encourage ad-libbing? That's one thing I've never knew.
Not like, really.
Okay.
They don't. Actors always they do don't it want for you theater. To you tend to do ad-lib sometimes, but it's more out of your own set of satisfaction to break up monotony. And just sometimes for your own fun to make people laugh on stage to see how people will react or whatever.
But they don't usually encourage you to be changing.
They absolutely don't encourage it.
Like even on when you did in film. Did you do film or just
I did do film.
Yeah.
They don't encourage ad-libbing either. But if you happen to say something that's good, they might use it.
Oh, or there are some, I feel like there's some directors that will say, okay, you do the line. Now they say, okay, now think of something else. There are some who do that, right? Where it's like, they do a take where it's like, don't do the line, but like, do the scene.
I think most of the time, in my experience, that for me, it would be like, you make a mistake, and what you say is better than what was written, and that they say, keep that, or go with
that. There's never a time where they won't waste the tape and say, we got that scene, now we want you to just try and do something else.
Rarely.
Because film is expensive. Right?
It is expensive. The only time I find is just like somebody does an outtake or an ad lib and they're like, oh my God, that's so good. We should use
that. But that's only because I forgot the line. They're trying to keep it moving.
Or you change the line, but it's better. It's funnier or it's
but like on the scene, or do they change the line beforehand?
They don't change the line beforehand. It's like you do an ad lib because you just did it wrong or you just changed it. And then they're like, I kind of like that. We'll keep it. Do it like that again. But it's never usually them saying, hey, I want you to do this. You know, let's change the line.
Also, this is another thing I want to ask is,
yeah,
when you're doing like film or TV and mm-hmm. you're saying your line, say you make a mistake.
Yeah.
You don't usually go to say, oh, I'm sorry. You keep it moving until he says cut, right? You always have to listen for the cut. Action and cut.
It's interesting because a lot of the times when you're doing film, the director hardly talks to you. They talk to the crew. They expect you to know your lines. And when they make, when they're saying cut or they're cutting for something, it shouldn't be because you don't know your lines. They get very aggravated when
they're like, will they say cut? Like, will
they? They will say cut.
But will you keep going? Like, you keep going until they say cut, right?
You keep going until they say cut. But
you don't turn to the camera and say, oh, I'm sorry, I messed up. Like, so sometimes when you do comedy, I find that sometimes they break out laughing, which is.
I think it's very different comedy. I haven't done many comedy as like film or anything like that. I think you would just keep it going till it says cut. But typically, in my experience, like, you better know what you're supposed to be saying. Because that's what we paid you to do.
Okay.
And the only time you hear them saying cut or I don't like that or doing something again, it had nothing to do with you. It was like they didn't get the shot. They didn't like the lighting. And once they check their stuff, if their stuff is fine, if you want to do another take because you didn't feel the feels, they're like, it's fine. And they'll move on.
Oh, okay. But I think it depends. It might depend on the director too, right?
I think it would depend. But some directors are afraid of actors.
Afraid? Like, what do you mean for afraid?
If you have a really good director, they can interact with the actor as well as the crew.
Yeah.
But some directors are only comfortable with the crew. They're not really comfortable with actors.
Oh, okay.
Like for film. Theater, it's fine. That's a whole different thing. But for film, they're kind of like, I don't know how to deal with them. I don't know how to direct them, or I don't know how to tell them to make it better. Or, you know,
also,
what I mean? Or,
you know, also it could be intimidating to tell them to make it better. It's like Robert De Niro's up there and he's like making mistakes. And you're like, he's not saying this line at all is how I want him to say it. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
But it's like, what about the writer? Would the writer come sit there and be like, they need to do this again? He did not say that right.
I'm not sure. I've never been on a set where the writer was there.
Oh, do they do a reading table too for a film?
You do a reading table before you do the film.
Oh, you do?
Not always.
And that's usually where you kind of work out kinks.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty.
But usually, sometimes you're working out kinks in your trailer before you go and shoot the scene.
And typically, if you're doing that reading table, how long does that last? Because sometimes when I see it for the drama, are they doing multiple reading tables as they get new scripts?
I don't think so. I think they maybe will. Well, sometimes you do. Because it's TV. For TV, you sit down and you go through the script before you actually do it. For film, you don't do that.
For TV, you do that.
For TV, they sit down.
Are they doing that for every episode?
Maybe they do. I don't know.
This is fascinating.
Every time I've been in a TV thing, we've had to sit down and go through the script.
But it's usually a one-off that you're doing it.
Yeah.
Not the full series. Okay.
Yeah. So it's just kind of like, okay, how many scenes am I in? Can we go through all the stuff I'm in today? So I don't have to come back.
They're probably like, no. You fit in our schedule, we don't fit in yours.
That actually happened to me.
Well, I would say that to you too. I'm not gonna lie.
I was like, I gotta go. I got another job.
The fact that how quick that came to my mind, I would definitely.
I was just like, I got another job. And when is this reading gonna be done?
It's gonna be done when it's
you
done.
You signed a contract, so it's good. Basically, yes. That's what they said to me. I was very annoyed.
Wow. To Marcy.
I was very annoyed. I was like, okay.
I think my mentality apparently is perfect for the people.
You're perfect.
I said the two lines that you heard back, and I said that's exactly what they should say to you.
Yeah.
What do you mean? When is this going to be over? Honestly, if I'm being completely honest, if you said that to me maybe two more times, you know, three strikes, I'm like looking for someone else to replace you, depending on who you are.
I only said it once.
Oh, okay, that's good. I'm glad you said it once.
Well, his reply was very shocking to me.
I can't believe. How old were you when you were asking this question? You had to have been 20s.
I was in my 20s.
Of course you had to be.
I was maybe about 26.
I have something else to go to.
I did.
Is that my fault that you didn't understand the assignment? Like, did they have an end date?
Huh?
Did they have an end time?
No, they didn't.
You should never have booked anything on the same day. I love how I'm on the production side.
Well, this is what they kind of said to me. But I had booked the other thing before I booked it, the second thing.
Oh. I guess
And I had lost my agent at the time, so I was doing it myself.
Oh. So honestly, that's like, I guess you're going to make your own decisions, but you got to live with the ramifications of your decisions. So you can
leave. They said you signed the contract. That's what they said to me. And that's how I learned make sure you read everything on contracts that you sign. That was the lesson that I learned that day. You should always read
everything that you sign.
That's the lesson that I learned that day, and I'll never forget it.
I'm glad.
Chorus Entertainment.
Why are you pulling them on blast like that? You know, they still exist,
rude.
Right?
They were rude.
Or were they just doing their job?
They were doing their job, but they were rude about it. Yeah. I wasn't rude when I asked.
One person was rude about it.
Yeah, one. Just one.
Okay. When we're done.
Let's talk about kidnapping day.
But yeah, that was a really fun fact about him.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
We both love this drama. Is there anything that you didn't think worked well or you wanted more explanation on?
Okay, the only thing that got a little bit Willy Wonky for me was the ending when his wife was basically really obsessed with this young girl and the fact that she wanted her place back, because we find out later.
I think she just wanted the money. Didn't she just want the money?
It was more than money. It was like a mental thing because she was adopted first and then her...
Okay, let's talk about her adoption. She stole her adoption.
She did steal her adoption.
She rolled into this house in the trunk.
Yeah.
Stepped in, stole the boy's paperwork.
Yes, his test.
His test, his assessment test, and stole his adoption.
Yes.
Like, from that child from that young, I'm like, whoa, this girl's itchy.
I can't believe he ended up having a child with this woman after all that.
Yeah.
He was young and foolish. But the fact that she hadn't gotten over the fact that this should be my position.
Well, yeah. And I'm like, that's interesting, too. Because it was never yours to begin with. You stole it.
Yes.
And then,
but in her mind,
the fact that you got cast out was messed up.
Yeah.
Because of something he did. The only reason why that man tried to attack you was because of you killed his wife and thought nothing of it. Or your hospital was at fault for it. And then the girl got slashed. Then
it was
she
her,
got
her,
HIV.
Her surrogate father.
Her surrogate father who did
her,
it.
Her father, I guess. He adopted
yeah,
her.
Yeah, but he adopted her.
Mm-hmm.
But also, then I'm like, you were just a pet, too. You're a guinea pig. You were using it as a guinea pig.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was crazy. The development of the story, I felt that she was evil from jump, only because I've seen that actress. I've never seen her play a good character.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll suspect. I was like, first of all, she's a great actress. But I'll suspect. I was like, what is this? This is this right. First of all, the fact that someone comes to you and goes, hey, know how we can make money for my daughter? Our daughter? Our daughter who she has not seen forever. She's left y'all.
Yeah.
But she pops in talking about, hey, let's kidnap someone. What? That's crazy that you said, okay, we can make money from kidnapping a child.
Yeah.
You just hold her for a day and then put her back.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like,
the
that
whole,
one
the
was
The whole premise
wonky.
Of the kidnapping, that he decided to do it, I understand because he was strapped for cash. But based on his character, it seemed like a very strange thing for him to even agree to, you know?
Very strange for him to agree to it.
Yeah.
That being said, I feel like when he was, I can't remember what he was going through his head when he was out, when he was there. I feel like, wasn't he about to take off before she stepped out in front of his car?
Was who about to take off? The little girl? Or?
No, the...
His ex?
The father. The father. The one who's going to kidnap Myung-yoon. Myung-jun.
Yeah.
Wasn't he about to take off? Was he about to say... I thought he was about to say, oh, forget this.
I don't remember. I think he was just kind of like... He was supposed to pick up the little girl and he was... Maybe you're right. And he was unsure that if it was a good idea, and then this girl fell in front of
and
him and it happened to be the
fell
same
into his
girl.
Lap and he didn't have to go in.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't remember
you,
if he's just changing
his
mind.
As a human being, someone says, go kidnap this person for me, and you don't even have a second thought that this is not a good idea, I'm very concerned about
very
you.
Very concerned.
Right? Like, where's your humanity?
And you have a daughter. Like, if you get caught, like, what do you think's going to happen? Your daughter. This is the thing, though. He was willing to go to jail for it. Like, he knew. Like, I feel like he knew in the back of his head that I was something was going to happen.
But in his mind, he just wanted to save his daughter.
That's true.
But to save your daughter by stealing somebody else's daughter, that ain't right.
No, it's not. It's kind of messed up, man.
It is messed up. But this lady, this little girl who he ended up kidnapping, ended up being his owner. His master. She just ran him around ragged.
That was amazing. I've never seen that before in my life. She just had really strong alpha energy. She was an alpha dog in that situation.
So what do you think about her being an experiment? Do you think she was ever treated as a daughter, or she was just another experiment? Like how the son was an experiment.
The only person who treated her as a daughter was her mom. And that's
and he killed her mom.
And he killed her mom.
Yeah.
To go off with this girl that he didn't even realize was the first adopted sister. He's like, technically his sister, adopted sister.
No, that's not why he killed her.
Oh, wait, I forgot. He was always going to kill her and take her, and they were going to go to Macau, right?
No.
Wasn't he going to take the little girl and go somewhere?
His daughter?
Yes.
They were going to go to Switzerland or something for more testing?
Yes, but he was going to take the girl, and that's why he killed the wife anyways, right?
Yeah, because she said, no, don't take her. I don't think that's enough for that. She needs to be a girl, a little girl.
But yeah, first of all, the ending scene, though, I'm jumping. But the ending scene when you see literally another girl looks just like her, creep me out.
I'm sorry?
Did you see that scene?
What scene? No, I didn't see
that's
that.
That's why one of the commenters was talking about season two. You go to where you basically go visit the doctor. I think it's a doctor. The doctor who wanted to save her daughter.
Yeah.
She then goes on a plane trip to, I don't know where she ends up. It wasn't Switzerland because it did look like a warm country.
Okay.
But she goes somewhere, and in the classroom, you see a little girl writing on a chalkboard, and the little girl looks just like the little girl, Ruhi. You missed that?
I didn't see that. Was that at the end of the end?
It was at the end. I don't remember. I don't think it was a scene after credits.
I didn't remember seeing that. At all.
Yeah, that one. That's why someone thought there was going to be season two, because it's like so
they,
it happened after
like they made more of her, or there was she.
Yeah, like
a
she's
twin?
Like a clone or a test subject. Like it was quite.
Then
creepy.
They have a bunch of them all over the place.
That's what it kind of made it look like, because she went there because of the doctor's research,
mm-hmm.
And they said, "Oh, we're happy." Like, and this is the same place that he was going to bring her his daughter to. So I feel like he's going to bring her to see this.
Well, maybe there was more than one. Maybe she was a twin or a triplet.
Maybe. I can't remember. I don't think that mother was her actual mother. Right? She called her mom, but I don't believe that was her mom.
I can't remember.
So now it makes me want to read the book.
He was supposed to be her. He was her father.
Though. He was definitely like, he was like, yes.
Yeah.
From my understanding, now I don't know. Maybe he just took two twins and experimented them on, like how his father adopted. No, but this is the reason. This is how he evolved what his father did. Is instead of doing adoptions, he just had a child.
He had a child and used his own child.
Okay. I just can't remember if
the
mom is
the
mom.
The fact that he had a secret lab in his basement is so creepy.
Very. Well, it wasn't really secret. The mom knew about it.
Why do I have a lab in my basement? And doing experiments with, like... That stuff is just crazy. Like, okay. So there's a part when science and knowledge and quest for knowledge goes too far. And these people, that's where they're at.
They went too far.
And so you're kind of like, I understand that you need to try things to learn things to make breakthroughs for things.
Mm-hmm.
But the process to getting there, if people knew what it took to get to whatever... Would you buy that product? Would you do that thing? Like, you know, what did you do to get to the point A to figure out that this mm-hmm. is what works? It's a bit frightening.
You're right. It's a bit nuts.
Yeah, like.
Also, you know what was great about the story, too?
Yeah.
It's like, as we're describing them, one of the craziest things ever where he has a lab in his basement. It was the evolution of you finding out. The story starts off with like, oh, there's a kidnapping. You're like, oh, okay, there's a kidnapping. Then it evolves to like, oh no, not just a kidnapping. Double murder.
Double homicide.
Kidnap or like no, two homicide. Murders. Is it did they confirm it was homicide? Yeah.
Yeah, two murders. Yeah.
And a kidnapping. Okay, cool, cool. They go in the basement. Wait a second. There's labs here? What's this lab for? We still got no clue what the labs are for. She got no memory. She starts getting her memory back. Then you realize that, oh.
She's a test subject.
She was a test subject? And then also, while they're escaping and running away from cops, then you find out there's other people looking for her.
Yeah.
And kidnapping her. Yeah. And you're like, wait, whoa.
How many people are trying to kidnap her?
Then his ex-wife makes an appearance back. And then you're like, oh, she's just really trying to help you for the money. And then you're like, hold on a second. What's this? No, she knows this man? Then you go, wait a second, what? She's the one who killed the man? The levels and the layers? Because
it
made it
out that she was like having an affair because she kept showing up at his office. So they thought he was having an affair.
I had a feeling it was her.
And then it turned out that, no, they were almost brother and sister.
Yeah, she was trying to get money from him.
Yeah, she was extorting money from
him. So.
And he's just like, yeah, come over. I'm going to kill you too.
Also, how about the man who's now has been trying to redeem himself after he gave her HIV, how he's been giving her money, saving money for her, working. And then him literally going to a hospital, losing his mind, and then killing that man because he found out that he's still doing the same stuff that killed his wife and child years ago, where he has no license to be doing anything, but you coming out of operating room.
How are you having no license and you're coming out of operating room?
This man goes, all right, I'm risking it all, and I'm going to kill you because, like, I can't have you doing this to someone else. That was crazy.
I could understand his mind breaking and him doing that.
Yeah.
Was it right? His mind broke to be like, yeah, no.
It was he kind of probably just had this like a PTS connection to what happened before. And it's just,
he was just like, never again.
No, never.
He's like, I'm going to make sure you never get that opportunity to hurt somebody again. Guess what? My life is over anyways. I'm helping people clean up bodies and,
Yeah.
I've already been to prison once. I can go again. It's fine.
Oh, gosh.
I have no, kids or anybody to look after. But you'll never kill anybody like you killed my wife and my baby.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my gosh.
It had layers. I can see, now that you told me that, how it was a book, because it was really well-constructed.
It was connected. It made sense.
But it had a lot of themes that I thought were really interesting as well. But one overarching theme I'm noticing in many dramas is that orphans are really being painted in a bad light. Like, when was the last time you saw a nice little orphan Annie? I'm not seeing it in these K-dramas. All these orphans are vindictive, or they're trying to money hungry, or... Like, these orphans are really getting a bad rap in the painting in some of these stories.
No, I've seen orphans not be painted bad, but you're right. Recently, the recent ones have been a lot of rough stories.
Like, orphans are bad.
Technically, he was an orphan too, but he wasn't the evil person in this. His ex-wife was.
Yeah.
Right? He was also an orphan too, so he didn't do anything evil. He did do something illegal, but he was still soft-hearted, right?
Yeah. I mean, this, but also other dramas that I'm out there that I'm seeing and where people are orphans, they're painting orphans in a bad light because they're doing the most.
But then you have the balance of animes.
I don't watch animes,
that
so
take
I don't know.
Orphans and they become, the best fighter, the best in this world. They have that balance. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh.
But no, I've seen some Korean dramas where an orphan is not painted in a bad light.
No, but I'm saying I see a lot of dramas where these orphans are painted in a bad light. Like, they're doing criminal activity, or they're having this lust, bloodlust for money and things, or trying to pimp people out.
You know what I think more it is? I think it's more attached to not necessarily just orphans, but those that do not come from wealth, seeking wealth in very creative ways. I feel like that's more of the theme. And yeah, it's hard. Like certain countries, it's really hard to like make it out. Like it's the society is like built in a way where like if you don't have any, there's no way for you actually to get out of it. The job opportunities are harder. It makes it impossible. Like when you think about how much it costs for schooling in the US, like
a ridiculous
I'm complaining amount. About Canada, but like schooling in the US is like 5 times more.
Yeah.
Each year. Like yeah. you literally finish your schooling and you're immediately in debt. It's hard.
And they make it so that I think they do it that way so that the rich can stay rich and the poor can stay poor. Because other than that, it doesn't make sense. Wouldn't you want people to be educated? Why do you make it so expensive?
There's certain countries that don't have it built that way. Isn't it Bahamas? Schooling, if you're from Bahamas, your schooling's free?
In Jamaica, like a lot of places in the Caribbean, they will let you go to university for... No, it's Barbados.
Barbados, okay.
They will pay for your university to certain schools. They'll pay your tuition to go there. Other places like Switzerland, they pay your university fees.
Switzerland as well.
Switzerland. There's other countries that will pay your university fees as well. Not to every school, but to a lot of schools or give you lots of grants and stuff like that because they prize education as something that's important.
Yes, it is.
So they pay for it.
And you should, I think you should, regardless of where someone's background is, you should want the best of your country to make it out.
That's what it is.
That's what I personally that's think it should it be. Is.
I think with Barbados, they had a low literacy rate.
And
then they had somebody who was a prime minister or at some time and said, you know what? We need to change this. This is foolishness. And then they made it a mandate that people had to have a good education. And since then, they have one of the highest literacy rates in the world, not even in the Caribbean.
That's pretty good.
Because somebody's just like, well, this is dumb. At least make the people educated.
But yeah, but like, what other themes did you also see in this one?
Also, I saw okay, when something is a product and not a child, like, was it a child or was she a product? I don't even know. Was she a daughter or was she an experiment?
She was definitely an experiment to me. Guinea pig in.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's concept is all twisted. Like, you literally had, and it's sad because, like, she thought of you as a father and you treated her as a test subject. I to this day I still don't know what he was experimenting. What was the experiment? Like he was just doing something in her brain, giving her extra knowledge.
I think they were trying to make her really, really intelligent.
Like, allow because like in the like they say that we as humans use about 10% of our brain.
Yeah.
So he was trying to increase the percentage of how much capacity she has in her brain, right?
That she uses.
Yeah. And he was going trying to. So at the same time, you know what? At the time, you're getting experimented on, but also you're becoming a genius. So your outlook looks great.
Does it?
Me eyes.
Does it?
She's a genius.
Listen, would you rather be playing hopscotch or getting needles and having to read this book about Tolstoy? Come on. I'm 8. Hopscotch, please. I saw this. Let me stick a pin in that. I saw this YouTube video and they were showing a kindergarten class in China. I don't know if this is a typical kindergarten class in China, but these kids were 4 and 5, kindergarten. They were learning how to make flatbread. They did a comparison of what kids in our kindergarten are learning. And they're just like, this is why we're behind.
Okay, there is like when I go online and I see like smart kids.
Yeah.
Like when I say smart kids, I'm like, I'm seeing kids using a knife better than me cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I do feel there's a bit of me going, what are we doing? Why are we just letting this kid watch Bluey on the TV right now?
Yeah.
We should be teaching her how to read right now. She's 2. I just see these kids and I go, what is it? Like, I've seen little kids and I've been so impressed with the rhythm they have.
Yeah.
And to retain the routine. Like, yeah. You are able to remember this dance move and, like, do it on beat, not like you just doing, like.
Yeah.
I find that very impressive to see just dancing. That's just dancing. I'm already impressed. You're telling me they're making flatbread?
They're making the whole class.
Flatbread.
Flatbread. So they, instead of, you know, plasticine, they're rolling out dough. They're rolling it out. They're cooking it on the thing. They're flapping it. They're cooking it. I'm going to send you the video.
There's fire.
There's electric, fire.
Is it electric?
They're cooking. They're outside. Cooking outside. Kindergarten.
Wow. Kindergarten. Oh, my.
And the bread looked good, too.
I'm sure they're not measuring.
I don't remember. They're just learning. I'll show you. I'll send you. I'll
learning
look for
the
it.
Skills of rolling. The fire is what's getting me. There's no way I'm putting a kindergartner near fire. That's fire.
Maybe we're not doing enough with our kids.
No, I can't. No, no, because they're kindergarten, 5 years old. I'm not putting a 5 year old near fire.
Well, if you're putting a 5 year old near fire at 2 years old,
how many
teachers were
there?
Huh?
How many adults were there?
There was a few adults and then a kindergarten. Like
per kid,
a kindergarten per kid. No. They showed them what to do. They rolled out their little bread. Then they showed them, this is what you flip it, you make the bread. Then they were just making the bread. It was probably for their snack.
You know what? I feel like in that class, they're treating those kindergartners as adults. And here, like,
I'm going to send you that video.
No, certain places is just like, I think they're too young for this. Like, we're just a babying of, like, they're too young.
I think we do too much babying.
We do a lot of babying, but, like, I'm sorry. I'm still not, I want them to learn stuff, but I'm definitely not putting them by fire
by
themselves.
But then it's interesting, right? Because if you don't make your kid afraid to see, like when you see little kids and they can cook really well or bake or stuff like that. I'm like, you can do that.
I saw
another little kid. She was designing cakes that look like objects.
I know. I do. I am impressed by these children.
And I'm like,
I do think
what?
They're dime a dozen. I feel like they're like the girl in the show. They're just geniuses.
Yeah.
I don't think that every kid is going to be able to be capable of that. If you have a child or a baby that you can able to identify where they're actually.
I think every kid has a genius gene. There's something they're good at.
I feel like, yeah, I think every kid is something good. Like, one thing I will say is cool. So, like, my niece, she's two. I've seen other two-year-olds, and I'll be like, this other two-year-old will be like, oh my gosh, they're speaking so well. But then they're not walking yet. And then my niece will be not speaking as well, but then walking. Yeah. I find that the you say, like, even though they're the same age, what they develop first or what they're more keen to, like, dream drawn to is totally different. And it's like, as parents, it's hard. If you're a parent and you're good enough to identify what your kid is really crafty at, like, every parent is always just like, you know what was amazing? My kid did this. And then someone who does not the parents is like, that's not quite amazing. But I'm so used to my niece, and I was telling them about oh yeah, she's two, she's almost three. And I was telling someone about what she's saying, and they're like, really? She's saying all that? I'm like, it's not really, like, I guess she's okay. But other people hearing it, depending on, like, what their experience and what they've seen, they'll be like, that is actually pretty advanced. Me going every seeing it every day, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like it's not. So I find it fascinating to see that, like, maybe there is a way where you can kind of, like, see that skill, that natural skill. And then maybe she can be cooking it up.
You know what? I think part of it is seeing that natural skill. And then part of it is changing your mind and what you think kids can and
can
cannot
and
do.
Don't think a 5 year old can be near fire.
Listen.
But they can roll out flatbread.
They can roll out flatbread.
I'm okay with that. Because that's just like Play-Doh.
Uh-huh.
All they're doing is.
But they were cooking that Play-Doh. Too. They was cooking that food.
And also, food looked good. But also making lunch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't even need
see,
to
that
have lunch
is some
ladies.
Practical learning.
It is practical.
Practical learning. Right.
There's also, so certain places, like, so there's certain times that I will see. Technically, I guess the kid is not alone because the cameraman is following them around.
Yeah.
But I will see shows where it's like, this young child is just literally leaving the house and going to the grocery store down the street by themselves.
Was it in Korea?
It was.
They seem to be very able to do things on their own when they're small.
Yes, but also, I feel like it also depends on how safe your country is. I don't think every country can be doing
that. No, I'm not just saying every country, but I find in Korea, I see little people just going around and going to the store and it's like not a huge deal. Or even taking the bus or going to school on the bus.
But then again, when you think about it, what I'm watching, the fact that I'm able to watch it means that there's an adult with this child. They're just not interacting with this child.
Yeah.
But like certain countries, it's like kidnapping is a thing. Like I was recently watched a video where you saw kids, where these kids, I feel like it was in the U.S. somewhere, but these kids were like, being praised to be able to see like stranger danger. Like this one girl was just outside, some weird person was talking to her. She immediately just got up and was like, ran back into her house. He goes, "Mom, there's some guy outside and he's trying to talk to me." Like that could have been if that child wasn't aware,
yeah,
that kid could have been kidnapped.
Yeah.
Another one I saw where he was walking on the street and someone was following him and talking to him. And he luckily ran into a store he often goes to because he was walking home again by himself and was able to tell the attendant, I think the person who worked there, like, "Can you pretend to be my mom?"
Yeah.
And the person was able to kind of protect him and get that lady away from him.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think, not every country can, like those cases, this kidnapping that happening. Like, I wouldn't, certain countries, I'm like, I'm not letting my kid go anywhere by himself, really.
Yeah, not here. No.
Where, like, that's happening.
Yeah.
I think even in, there's a place, where is it? I think it's Brazil where kidnapping happened, but that's like adults too. Like they're kidnapping everyone sometimes. Yeah, sometime,
Brazil. Right? Colombia a lot.
Is it Colombia? Colombia. I feel like they got better. They might have.
Colombia got better? No.
I don't know.
No, they didn't get better.
There's certain places where you can. It's fortunate that like in Korea that it's possible where like the kids can.
It's safe that you feel
it's safer that you can feel that. No one's gonna kidnap this child.
Yeah, or if that happens, it's not as common.
Yeah. So it's like,
but you're not gonna do that in other nations that it's not as safe.
Yes, but I feel like there's certain countries that are safer than others.
Yeah.
And I guess it's a detriment to the development of the child. It'd be nice if that 5-year-old could go, like, even them going from the bus stop to their house, it can become sometimes difficult.
Yeah.
So. I think it just depends on where you live for that. But yeah, I don't know. Okay, but if you go back to this show.
Yeah.
Say you're in the situation of Myung-jun, where your ex-wife comes up and says, "Hey, I got this idea for us to make money."
Absolutely not.
You're not doing this?
I'm absolutely not doing it. I'm like, there's got to be a better way. You want me to do what? Do you have a child? It would be me lecturing on why would you think of the most ridiculous idea.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
And then she would.
And your daughter needs a surgery.
My daughter does need a surgery, but I'm not going to go take somebody else's daughter to try to better my daughter.
I get it. I'm not saying I would
have
do
to,
it.
Either. I just have to live with my conscience afterwards.
Exactly. Like, it's kind of messed up.
It's more than kind of. It's just messed up.
It is the weirdest idea to actually bring to someone for them to say, okay. She didn't have to convince him too long. Like, it wasn't... Because when we opened up the show, he's already outside the house.
But she also said it was just for a little bit of time or something.
Yeah, she's like 2 hours or something. Yeah. But you're dumb enough to... Like, that's stupid. You're taking a person. Someone's going to alarm something.
Just the thought of it. And like, oh, they just... It would be different if she said, "I'm dropping off my babysitting child or something," and got him, and he didn't know what he was doing. From the moment she said, "I want you to kiss," hanging up the phone. Like, are you kidding me? You want me to commit a crime?
Mm-hmm. No. But this is how we get easy money. They're rich. We just give her back after.
Well, I'm never going to be the easy money person because I'm just like, I ain't doing that.
Okay, this is the one thing that wasn't clear to me. Was that murder of him accidental?
Yes, it seemed that way. It seemed like he was trying to kill her and she was trying not to get killed. And then she ended up killing him before he killed her.
Yes, okay.
So, she did murder him. She was blackmailing him, but she didn't go there with the intent to murder him.
That's true.
She went there with the intent to blackmail him and he invited her with the intent to kill her and blame her for his wife's murder. Blame her for his wife's murder.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, it's coming back to me.
Yeah.
But the switch at the end where she became like...
Crazy? More crazy?
Cut her hair, got a new style, and was talking about how, I'll sell you this information, you know, if you, I just want, like, at the end of the day, she just wanted money.
She just wanted money. She wanted the life she thought she missed out on because of this guy who made her not be able to be a test subject. It was everybody's fault except her own.
Sure.
You know?
Also, the doctor's role, what's so interesting, that lady, the doctor's role with her daughter and know what she was trying to do.
I don't even get that.
I didn't get her at all.
I called it, that was a product, not a child situation for me. Because you were treating this product, treating her like a product to better your child.
Yeah, that was really, like, yeah, that was kind of messed up.
Yeah. She's just like, my daughter is my daughter, but this is like an experiment that's going to help my daughter. That's the only reason why she was so... She didn't care about her.
Yeah.
She just cared about
helping her. I also don't even fully understand what she wanted her daughter, what was happening. There's nothing wrong with her daughter from my eyes that much.
Her daughter wasn't smart enough.
That's like, okay. Yes, but I'm like, when you saw the daughter, you're like, she just looked like a child.
Yeah.
What did you want her daughter, your daughter to be?
It wasn't like she was developmentally delayed or anything.
I didn't see that. That's what confused me a bit.
I don't know if she was, but they were just saying she wasn't as smart as the other kids. She was a little bit behind. So I don't know if they were trying to say she was developmentally delayed.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Because why would you go through
such a length for this? Unless you just want your daughter to be super, super genius. Like, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I guess she wanted her to be, if she had an opportunity to make her really smart as opposed to falling behind in the kindergarten, she wanted to give her that opportunity.
Okay.
They're really competitive.
But that was, you're right. She had her daughter's special.
If you could play for this experiment, you could pay for your daughter to find a good husband. She would still have money. It would be fine. She's like, she was thinking crazy. She wasn't thinking right.
There's a lot of people with messed up minds. Yet it was so entertaining.
Yeah. It was really good. It was really well done. And I was very happy about the ending. Actually, too.
Yes. The joke is too?
It's rare I'm happy about an ending.
It made me cry, tear up. Like, when he had to go, like, I was trying to, in my mind, going, you got to figure out a way to help. Like, at the end of the day, I know he kidnapped her, but did he really kidnap her?
Like, he kidnapped her.
Yes, but at the same time, it's like, she got really attached. Maybe it was Stockholm Syndrome a bit, but like, she got really attached to her kidnapper.
What is Stockholm Syndrome?
It's like when you get like, you develop like affection for the person who kidnapped you and put you in your situation.
Okay.
So it's like Beauty and the Beast is that situation.
Okay.
They call that Stockholm Syndrome.
Okay.
But she kind of had that a bit, but I don't know if it was entirely like, then she, because of how he treated her, she realizes like, oh, this is how parents are supposed to treat their child. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she grew attached to him. And it was kind of like, I wish, there's a bit of me that's just like, man, I wish we could find a loophole where he doesn't have to go to jail.
You know what I thought was really interesting? The fact that the kidnapper was really, really smart, but he seemed really, really stupid.
That was never confirmed. See, that's another thing that was never confirmed.
He had a high IQ.
From when he was a kid. But if you don't develop your IQ, I don't know, like... If he had a high IQ, he should have figured out that this was a stupid idea. But was it because of loyalty that he just allowed her to carry on like how she was? Like, I don't... That's the only thing that got me confused.
Just because you have a high IQ doesn't mean you have street smarts.
But that's not even street smart. That's attached to her IQ. Like, the fact... Know who had a high IQ? That little girl who literally woke up with no memory was like, what you're telling me does not make sense. Yeah. That's a high IQ where she literally looks around and goes,
well, she was also even though she couldn't remember, she was well read. She reads all these books. So she kind of have that in her somewhere to pull on.
When you wake up in a foreign, in a place where you don't recognize and you have no memory and someone is telling you, like, you're not restrained. There's nothing that's saying that I'm restrained. I don't belong here. And you wake up and you just know that instinctively, like, this doesn't seem right. I don't think I would be living here. Nothing seems familiar. Mm-hmm. I think that's a high IQ. That has nothing to do with her, like, reading anything. That's having her just analyze the situation. That I think that's considered a high IQ. And I don't, it is shocking to me, like, midway through it, we discover that he was supposed to be this test subject.
Yeah.
And that based on the test paper that she stole from him, he did have at that young age a very high IQ.
Yeah.
But if he didn't develop it, he can easily lose that. Like, he turned that into something else when he used judo, because I think when you do certain sports, you have to have
an IQ. Do you lose your IQ if you don't develop it? Is that a real thing?
I don't think so. I used to have, I thought I had a high IQ one time. At least I thought I was high. I think I got a score and it was like 132. I think you might lose it. I can't confirm or deny this.
I don't know the answer. I do find
like I can assess certain situations differently. Or figure out, like, I'm always trying in my life to figure out what's the best way of doing something. Sometimes too ad nauseam. But if you add IQ to mix with a little bit of, like, obsessive compulsive disorder, I don't know what that turns into.
Yeah.
But that is a question. I always assume you can have a natural IQ. Because I guess you're right. Like, IQ doesn't really connect with geniusness, right? It just means that you might be able to develop.
You could have an IQ faster. And still be a working dummy. I don't think you're a dummy
if you have a high IQ.
In some things, you could be dumb. You could have an IQ and know a lot about things, but you don't know have any street smarts.
To me, again,
you can have a super high IQ and you don't know how to match your socks.
You can have a high IQ and not have street smarts. I feel like street smarts makes up the IQ.
No, you can.
Doesn't make any sense.
You can have a high IQ.
So what is that? What is an IQ then? What does that mean? What is a high IQ? What does that mean?
I think a high IQ is a certain, I don't know, level of testings and things that you.
But what is the testing's purpose? Is what I'm trying to get to.
What is the testing's purpose?
What is the testing of your IQ's purpose? To me, that connects more to street smarts than actual learning of books.
Well, it depends on what's on the IQ test. I've never taken one.
You never taken an IQ test before?
No.
Okay, so when I took it was a long time ago I took this IQ test. Because if I take it, like, they basically give you a test and it's like, honestly and truly, you can read this test multiple ways, but I guess that's how this determines your IQ. You can look at something. So think about it this way. The Green Mothers Club show we watch, where the boy drew, what did he draw again? A snail shape? And they said, what is this? And he goes, oh, it's my building. Because he have
butterflies. It was butterflies.
Was it a butterfly?
Butterflies, yeah.
So he drew a butterfly.
Butterflies he drew.
Butterflies?
Yeah.
Okay, so he drew butterflies and he said, this is where I live.
Yeah.
And because of what he pictured was basically the sky view of the buildings that kind of fan out that look like butterflies.
Yeah.
Like this is how IQ test operates, where it's like, it's analyzing how you take this information and how you analyze what you're given. So sometimes it's just like, find the pattern in this, or find the three that are related to each other. And when you look at it, you're like, oh, they're just different shapes. But depending on your IQ, you look at it and analyze that question differently than someone else. To me, that's the most closest to street smarts than actually reading a book. You being in a situation, analyzing it a certain way. And sometimes that's why I was so confused about that.
I think the variable would be what are the questions on the IQ test?
Pardon me?
I think the variables would be, it depends on the questions on the IQ test.
Okay, the variable for what?
You could have an IQ test with different questions. For instance, somebody who scores high on an IQ test that had to do with shapes or math or what have you, you do an IQ test that tells them, like, well, this is what's happening.
Yeah, but different.
This is what's happening in the jacks and this and that and that. Tell me what X, Y, and Z.
When they develop an IQ test, though things are different, the basis of it is the same. So they do it differently, but what the information they're trying to draw out is the same. So they just have to do it differently. So it's not like you're remembering. It's not like I take IQ test one time, I remember everything, take it later because
That's not what I mean.
So what do you mean by different? I'm just trying to say, like, that's the purpose, like even having different IQ tests, different things.
Well, IQ means it stands for intelligence quotient, right?
Yes, but
so
what
they're trying to measure your intelligence by the questions that they're asking.
Yes, and I know that the different questions will still end up with the same type of results is what I'm trying to say. Like when you do certain exam questions as well, they mix up the questions, but at the end result, they want to analyze the exact same thing. So though the questions are different, because the end result is still what the same, it wouldn't, just because they're different questions doesn't mean that it's not analyzing the same information or you're not trying to go for the same result. So back to the IQ, like, can you lose your IQ? I feel like you should be able, you should develop your IQ. If you're not using your brain in a certain way, I feel like you could lose IQ points. And I do think he lost IQ points from when he was a kid. First of all, I feel like what affects IQ points is your life, how you live it, what actually ends up happening. And I feel like if him living in an orphanage and growing up that way versus if he was actually adopted and grew up in that house, he would have developed a different way of looking at things, and I think it would have developed his IQ versus him living in the orphanage and growing how he ever grew up, and now he's living and working a certain way, having a certain lifestyle. The fact that he's doing more of a repetitive thing every day, where it's like, I wake up, I eat, I go to work, I do this at work, I come home, I sleep, I watch this, I go to bed. Then I wake up, I eat, and do the exact same thing. I feel like him living in that rich man's house, it wouldn't have been that way, and he would have developed his IQ a bit differently. So that's all I'm saying. I think he lost IQ points because, yes, he was a genius as a kid. I don't think because nothing was actually external was developing it, he didn't end up being as smart as he could have been. Because if he was, he wouldn't have, half the stuff he did, he wouldn't have done.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. It's like, I'm watching him, like, half the stuff he did, he wouldn't have done. I think certain things that were attached to, like, him being judo star, so therefore, he was able to divert, like, he was able to handle people's attacks on him, physical attacks on him. He was able to assess when he was in a dangerous situation, maybe. He could tell when someone possibly was following him, and that's because of what he learned through judo. So from his lived experience, he was able to have that type of skill. So that's the only thing I really saw when I watched the show. But the brains part of it, he's not that little girl, so I must say. He's also not even his ex-wife who actually had a bit of that experience. And also she was just greedy, you know, from since she was a kid. So I do think he might have lost IQ points. I should do IQ test to say again, see if I actually get the same score. I could have lost IQ points as well. And also when you're a kid, even when you're learning in school, like you're learning so many different subjects.
Yeah.
Right. And then when you get older and you start to now maybe funnel your direction towards a career, you'll lose all the other information. Then if you ever try and go back, that's why parents always have a hard time when they're helping their kids with school. They'll be like, I remember learning this, but I don't remember what this is. They have to basically relearn because they haven't had to deal with it in such a long time. So that's my whole point about it. That's why I think he lost IQ points. But I have no way of confirming that. It's just based on what they were showing me in the show. But I have to take an IQ test to see if I get the same score I got before. And I took it when I was younger. So, and you should take IQ tests for the first time.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm a genius. Mensa, here we come.
Oh, I know I'm not Mensa. I've watched too many shows with puzzles and stuff and go, yeah, I'm not a Mensa. Because I would get it. I watched a show and I watched a girl who was in the Mensa club. And she literally looked at the thing and said, I got it. And I'm staring at it going, I see something, but I don't know what I'm looking at. But she got it right away. Again, I feel like it's like she's in the Mensa club. So I feel like
I'll have to do this. So what would you rate this show based from 1 to 10?
I would say 9 out of 10.
That's really high.
Yeah, what would you rate it?
I would say around the same. 9, 9.
We were about to say point something?
9.2. The reason why it lost points is just the ending with the first test subject in the park when she was trying to get the girl and stuff like that. And she was all crazy. It wasn't bad. I just would have liked a different result. Mm. I liked it. I thought it was great. I would watch it again.
Yeah, I would watch it again too.
And I would recommend it.
It, for what did it lose points for me? I feel like I wanted them to, delve into him being the first test subject and what that actually really meant more so. I wanted to flesh that out. But yeah, other than that, it was an overall good drama. So I can't say anything more about that. But yeah, it was pretty good. Was there a character that you loved?
The little girl.
Yeah, Rohi for me too.
Yeah.
She was phenomenal.
She made it spicy.
Yes. Like there were a moment I cried when she was going to jail and she was tearing up and she was just like, no, don't go. Like it was like, wow. I feel for you. Because I felt your attachment and the love.
It was the first time she actually felt the love of a father. And it wasn't even something like that imposter syndrome or whatever you were talking about. Stockholm syndrome. That you were talking about. It was more like, I think this is the first person who actually seemed like he legitimately cared about her. Not because she was a guinea pig test subject, brainiac.
You know what it was?
Whatever. He just was just like, let's eat some dinner.
It was the first person who actually treated her as a child.
Yeah.
Everyone else treated her like she was like some type of adult or like, again, test subject.
Product. You
know, product. Money. Like he actually treated her as a child. And when he cared for her, he's like, oh, she'll be alone.
Not only a child, but his daughter. He treated her like his
daughter. He treated her as if his daughter. Besides the fact he almost tried to kidnap her, but he treated her. He protected her.
And like
she kept saying, you're my bodyguard. And he goes, oh, sure. Yes, that's fine. I want to make sure you're always safe. At the detriment to him. Like, didn't it just seem like, didn't he get like stab up one time, was chasing down car? Like, that guy was a rock.
A lot of things happened.
A lot of things happened that he would chase down. He took care of her.
And even in the end, even probably from the beginning, he knew what he was doing wasn't right. And he was willing to go to jail and say, well, I know what I did was wrong and I have to pay the time. Like he at least had some moral compass, mm-hmm. whereas his ex did not have any.
No.
She was trying to kill a little girl.
She definitely was.
That's crazy.
She was doing some crazy stuff. She was nuts. Now, speaking of nuts, let's go on to music. I don't know why I said speaking of, but I guess we should say. But like, okay, so one of the commenters mentioned about how if there's a season two, would you watch this? Would you watch a season two of this?
I don't know if I would. I don't know what else they have to talk about.
Like because it's based on a book, I should go see if there's a second book in it. Like maybe they do, because like again, I told you. You missed a scene where there is a doppelganger out there. I have no idea what is happening, but her face appeared in a different country.
I don't know. I don't know if it would be better. So I don't think I don't need to have a season two. If it came on, would I watch it? I probably would check it out. But I think they did a great job with this season one. I don't think they left me with any holes or they left me lacking or, what about this or what? I didn't have all this. Well, what about this and what about this?
Yeah, what about? Yeah, everything kind of wrapped up.
Yeah.
Pretty well. Okay. Okay, so music. So I only found kind of like two songs. There's actually one song in the instrumental.
I'm glad you found two. I found one.
Okay, what's the song you found?
A song called Present by Stella Jang.
My song.
Beautiful.
I really like that one. So yeah, the other one I found was just like, it's called The Title of the Kidnapping Day. So it's like that instrumental you heard throughout several times. But I did enjoy hearing it when I heard it.
I remember it now. When I heard the
I think it was a the credits or the intro.
Yeah.
That's what played, I think, on the intro. This song. But yeah, I really enjoyed that one.
So, if you haven't had the opportunity to watch The Kidnapping Day, I suggest you check it out. It's definitely worth a watch. It was for me. And until next time, folks, miss you, miss you.
Miss you, miss you.